Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Old friends and co-hosts of the Midday Show are here with me, Cindy Cash Dollar and Dak Pedrazelli once again. Thanks, guys, for coming back. It's good to connect.
Yes, and always good to connect. Thanks, Adam.
You bet.
Thank you. I know we were here recently. I feel like Jack and I should have Employee of the Month parking.
Yes. Well, I will guarantee from now on, you will never have to pay for parking at KZE. That I can guarantee you.
Thank you.
On Saturday, August 29th at 8 o'clock, Jack and Cindy will be part of an evening at the Maverick Concert Series in Woodstock. Let's see, the first part of the evening, Jack and Cameron Grider will be performing Ravel's Mother Goose and other classics on electric guitar. There'll be a brief intermission followed by Too Many Guitars, which is Cindy and Jack's project, along with some friends, including my friend Olivier Manchin on violin, Carl Allwire on bass, Justin, I'm not
Yeah,
sure if I'm
Justin
not
Gwip on drums. Yeah.
Whip.
Will
Okay, and
Bryant
Will,
on keyboards. Yeah.
our old friend Will Bryant. The one name I could mention, you had a crowbar in your way in there, and correct me. So this looks like a really exciting evening.
It is, and it's an extra treat for me. I played Maverick for the first time last year with Cindy. Cindy was the MD for a show that featured Joan Osborne and Rachel Yamagata. Rachel just played this last Friday at Maverick. So
Oh.
after playing Maverick for the first time, I wanted to see about getting my classical guitar duet to play Maverick, and I approached them. They were totally into it. Being that what we do with this, Cameron Grider, who arranged this music from Mother Goose, Ravel's Mother Goose Suite, and also Béla Bartók's 44 violin duets, we recorded a record about 7 years ago. And we recorded a bunch of the Béla Bartóks, and we recorded the Mother Goose Suite that Cameron did an amazing arrangement for two electric guitars. Usually, this music would be performed like on classical nylon string guitars, but because we're mostly rock musicians, he arranged it for electric guitars, and we don't really get the chance to play this stuff often. So, getting to play it at Maverick this week is a real highlight. And I think I sent you a song that maybe a piece that you could play from that one of the shorter pieces afterwards. And then as that was coming together, Alexander over at Maverick had said, guys, he said to me, he said, we need a second act. It just because you guys don't have enough material. And I said, well, I do this thing with Cindy. And of course they love Cindy. And they were so ecstatic to have too many guitars there. So now it's a full night of Too Many Guitars, plus the opening of the Hi-Lo duo doing these arrangements of Ravel and Bartok.
Did any purists ever walk up to you and say, "How dare you? How dare you put electric guitars to these classics?" What
Not
do you think?
yet. Not
Okay,
yet, but
good.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think especially for a place like Maverick, I think has a
Yeah.
reputation of sort of being on the edge at times. So,
Right.
I think
Yeah.
this is it's going to be like right up their alley, people there.
Yeah. No, they're all. I mean, if you look at the you look at the full schedule this past season. I mean, it's runs the gamut. There's avant-garde to rootsy Americana type stuff to classical, the whole and everything in
Yeah.
between. So,
And I think that fits in perfectly with what Cindy and I do with Too Many Guitars because
right,
that's
sure,
everything, including the kitchen sink,
right, yeah,
and it just keeps expanding as we keep finding other songs to play.
right. Is there Cindy? Do you feel like any particular challenge going between genres?
Now it seems like that's what I've done for quite a long time. And it's where I like to be going. Genre hopping. I think part of the fun of being a musician is having the freedom to be able to explore a lot of different genres. And I think Too Many Guitars is just perfect for that because we're really stretching it instrumentally between doing a Django Reinhardt piece and then a Thelonious Monk composition. And Chet Atkins and Fats Waller and everything in between. And this show that we do is not just instrumental. So there's also vocals and there's a wide variety of music. But when you look at the whole picture, you can really see how early on because it really is a past 100 years of music, essentially, that we're performing. Early on, how much influence one genre had to the other, you know, and this is obviously before social media and being able to hear a radio station all the way from Europe for the most part. But it's amazing how people were so influenced way long ago, just, you know, by chance getting to hear these different styles of music and be influenced. So it's a very interesting group, and I think it'll be a very beautiful and interesting evening between this meeting of the classical on electric guitars and then us. I think it's going to be a very just a really fun evening of music. And it's perfect for the Maverick, you know, the Maverick in Woodstock, New York, right on Maverick Road is such a beautiful historic theater. It's over 100 years old. Built by artists, actually by artists, for the most part, in exchange for I believe room and board up the original artist settlement in Birdcliff. It's a beautiful building, a lot of very gorgeous artistic touches, and these acoustics are wonderful there. So it's a win-win.
Sounds like it. Did you have something to say, Jack?
Oh, you know, just talking with Cindy, I was just going to comment on what Cindy was saying as far as music, like one genre leading into the next, you know, and how much as musicians we love to do that. We love to explore different genres. I would never call myself a jazz musician by any means, but I have such an appreciation of jazz that I could navigate my way around it in a very primitive sort of way, but enough to like enjoy that music and share it with people. And I think one of the interesting things is when you consider like the instrument that Cindy plays, she plays slide, she plays dobro, she plays lap steel, she plays pedal steel, and that all originally came from Hawaii. You know, Hawaii, the influence of Hawaii with the steel guitar made its track here in like the 20s, and that was a big thing. You can still find Hawaiian 78s, you know, you can find old Hawaiian sheet music, ukuleles, right? But then that made its way into Western swing. Like all that stuff from the 20s and 30s initially came from some other place. It wasn't here. I mean, you know what, and the thing about with other music like Fats Waller, you know, or some of that jazz stuff, it's obviously based on blues, but it's based the harmony is based on Western harmony, whether it comes from Ravel or comes from Debussy or whether it's in the States. You know, it's a combination of things. So one particular music, especially, I guess that's one of the beautiful things about America being a melting pot, especially if you look at New Orleans. You know, there's so many different influences that come together that make the music that we love. You know, so how could we not like be interested in any and in all of it, right? It's beautiful. And
So
that's
it,
what we do.
go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you
No,
talk.
I was just gonna say, well, I wonder then, is it just sort of a coincidence or is it very, very intentional, the particular musicians you guys are covering, the guys you're playing, because there's so many, they represent like the crossroads and so much musically, et cetera. You know, you ch like taking a Fats Waller, you know,
Yeah.
American Songbook meets jazz meets
Sure.
pop
Well,
music, et cetera.
that's a good question, and that's what led Cindy and I to put together this project, because we started to work with each other a little bit, and then I asked her, I said, "Hey, would you be interested in doing some sort of thing together and combining all these influences?" And lucky me that she said yes. And now we have this project, and it is all of these influences that her and I both have that come together. So you get that reflection in the songs that we pick and the musicians that we hire to play with us. Because, you know, most of the people that we know, you know, play a variety of styles of music. So they have to be sensitive to this or sensitive to that. But of course, they bring in their own personalities as well.
It's an evening representing the expansion of musical vocabulary and what particular instruments can do and how they can explore new genres. And you know, that's fantastic. And it's once again on Saturday, August 29th at 8 o'clock at the Maverick concert venue, I'll call it, in Woodstock. I've never been. I'm going.
Oh,
I
good.
can't. I'm looking forward to it. I really wanted to visit this spot and for a long time. People can visit maverickconcerts.org for tickets and more details. We're so lucky to live where we do and to have such musical friends such as Cindy and Jack here in the Hudson Valley. Thank you guys. And we're going to hear part a movement of this Ravel piece that Jack described. We'll have you get back. You guys, I'm sure you'll be here sooner than later. That's
Yeah.
my hope anyway.
All right.
All right.
Appreciate the support.
Always. All
Yeah.
right.